Welcome to The Most Incredible Person You've Never Heard Of, a podcast highlighting the true stories of incredible people you've most likely never heard of. I'm Zachary Blackburn, and today I'll be telling you the story of John Montague. In 1933, John Montague captivated Hollywood. Like many other people chasing the American dream in one of the cultural centers of the world, Montague took his incredible golfing skills and inserted himself amongst Hollywood's greats. His talent gained the friendship and respect of the famed Babe Ruth, Bing Crosby, and W.C. Fields. There was something strange about this man, however. Most Americans who move to Hollywood dream of seeing their names in big lights and on newspapers. However, Montague wanted the opposite. He seemed more content with only local notoriety, not national recognition that comes with the pro tour. He went to far and almost extreme lengths to hide his name from actual fame. It was almost as if he was scared of people recognizing who he was. But with the things he did, any hope for privacy would be impossible. Nobody really knew where he came from. He had no dramatic rise to fame, and nobody knew his background. He simply arrived. His name quickly gained notoriety as stories spread through the city by word of mouth. In some stories, he hit birds off telephone poles from 175 feet away with a golf ball. In others, he used his custom-made, oversized golf clubs to launch drives further than people had ever seen. His non-golfing hijinks gained almost as much steam around town as his golfing ones did. A large and strong man, Montague performed feats of strength that impressed everyone who witnessed them. In a contest of strength, Montague wrestled actor and Naval Academy graduate George Bancroft in a golf club's locker room. The actor ended up in a locker, upside down, with the door shut in his face. Other tales include Montague shattering cue balls while playing pool and lifting cars halfway off the ground to intimidate belligerent drivers. He drank obscene amounts of whiskey and seemed to shake it off like it was nothing. Perhaps the most iconic thing he did was win a match against Bing Crosby. Crosby, one of the most famous singers and actors of the first half of the 20th century, challenged Montague to a round of golf. Although not a professional, Crosby was skilled and better at golf than many would expect. However, he was outmatched and Montague easily handled the actor. Drinking in a bar afterwards, Crosby complained about bad luck and said that if a few things had gone his way, it would have been more competitive. Montague disputed this and said that even the best of luck would not help Crosby. Some playful bickering was done back and forth, and Crosby was challenged to another hole by Montague. The golfing guru had a catch, however. Montague said he could beat Crosby with just a baseball bat, a shovel, and a rake. Crosby thought this was ludicrous and immediately took him up on the offer. They made bets, and although they both claim they only bet $5, witnesses said the bet may have been in the thousands. Montague went out to his car and got the three items. The pair went off to the course, and Crosby sunk his ball after a respectable four shots. The pressure was on for Montague. He shocked everyone watching when he used the baseball bat to launch a 300-yard drive off the tee. The ball landed in the sand trap, which was no problem to Montague, who used the shovel to get the ball out of the bunker and within a few feet of the cup on his second shot. On his third shot, Montague used the rake as a cue stick to drop the ball into the cup. He had beaten Montague with a baseball bat, a shovel, and a rake. With stunts like these, it was inevitable people would want to share his greatness, and that attention would surround him. He still attempted to stay in a shroud of secrecy, however. He mostly declined interview requests and refused to ever take a picture. If someone took a picture of him without permission, he would buy the film from the photographer and then destroy it. He did take some offers, however. One offer he did accept was from Time magazine. He met a reporter on the golf course and showed off his skills. Little did he know, there was a photographer for the magazine standing behind a tree a few dozen yards away. His story, and more importantly his pictures, were about to be featured in the biggest magazine in the country. In upstate New York, police detective John Cosart was flipping through Time magazine. He had read a thing or two about the Western phenom John Montague, but nothing that particularly caught his eyes. This article with pictures, however, piqued his interest. He began to think back to a 1930 armed robbery case with a suspect named Laverne Moore, who was still on the run. Montague matched many parts of the description of this Mr. Moore. About 5'10", a strong, muscular build, and most importantly, incredible golf skills. Laverne Moore had a warrant put out for his arrest on September 25th, 1930. Moore was involved with the robbery of the speakeasy and cooperated with three other robbers to steal more than $600. One of his partners died in a high-speed chase after the robbery, and his two other partners were already arrested. Laverne Moore, though, had disappeared and not been seen again. The detective wondered, could John Montague be Laverne Moore? He put on his jacket and headed down to the police station, kicking off perhaps the most interesting chapter of John Montague's already bizarre story. A few hours later, a Los Angeles police officer knocked on the door of John Montague. Montague immediately suspects his time as a mysterious Hollywood figure is over. "Are you Laverne Moore?" the police officer asks. John Montague tells the truth, and Laverne Moore is arrested. Luckily for Montague, he has friends in high places. After being extradited to New York for his trial, his powerful and rich friends assign high-level lawyers to his assistance. His famous friends also appear at the trial and submit depositions on his behalf. More than a year after his arrest, in a high-profile public spectacle, the jury revealed their verdict. Despite overwhelming evidence seemingly proving his guilt, he was found not guilty. The judge disagreed heavily, saying his opinion was not in accord with the one that I think you should have rendered. After the trial, Montague moved back to Hollywood. He was now free to do whatever he wanted, whether it be a GoPro or a show off on tours. Unfortunately for Montague, his skill had depreciated. He had gained fat, lost muscle, and not practiced for more than a year. He had lost the ability to do insane acts of strength, and his eye-popping performances on the course were no longer possible. But perhaps the most valuable thing he lost was his mystique. Everyone suddenly knew his real name, where he came from, his controversial backstory. Prior to the trial, he had no ulterior motives. He didn't golf with Babe Ruth for money, he golfed with Babe Ruth to have fun. His obvious money-grabbing schemes made him much less genuine and less fun. He had just changed into being any other Hollywood figure. With the loss of his mystique and his skill, it seemed as if Montague had lost himself. Instead of people being impressed with his drinking skills, they worried for his health. His wife died in 1947, and his father passed a few years after that. He lost his friends, and most forgot his name. He kept dreaming, however. He kept up his streak of unfulfilled potential, writing a screenplay based on himself, and almost starting a Mexican housing project that showed promise. On May 25th, 1972, still filled with good ideas and ambitious dreams, John Montague died of a heart attack. His body sat in a morgue, unidentified, for more than a week. After his niece finally identified the body, funeral plans were made for the following week. Just a few years earlier, John Montague attracted crowds everywhere he went. Tens of thousands watched him golf in charity tournaments. National attention was focused on his 1937 armed robbery trial. Stories of his incredible strength and unmatched golf skill took over Hollywood. His exploits stunned the country. Millions had learned his name. Only 29 attended his funeral. This has been the most incredible person you've never heard of. Thank you for joining us. Next week, we will be discussing the Soviet officer who saved the world from nuclear annihilation.